You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? It is Monday. Yes, we're back to a brand new week. It is the 10th of April, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. And I hope you all had an absolutely wonderful Easter weekend. I know I did. It just relaxed. I didn't do a lot. But what we did, we enjoyed it. Right, let's start off with a birthday relevant to the 10th of April. This one you might know, Jim Bowie. No relative to David. 1796 he was born. American pioneer and a soldier who played a prominent role in the Texas Revolution, culminating in his death at the Battle of the Alamo. The stories of him as a fighter and a frontiersman, both real and fictitious, have made him a legendary figure in Texas history and a folk hero of American culture, resulting in the widespread popularity of what? Come on, it was the Bowie knife.
Come on.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll.
go. Yes, rock and roll. Yeah, yay. That is the eighth track off of an album called Citizens of Boomtown, seventh studio album by the Irish band, of course, the Boomtown Rats, released on the 13th of March of 2020. I tell you what, it's a lovely morning. Sun is shining. Put a smile on your face. This is Tears for Fears. Head Over Heels.
Jerry D.
Yeah.
And there we go. Yes, if you have my love. Time on the breakfast show. We are, in actual fact. Sorry, I'm a minute late. Just time to put you in the shower for this Monday morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is the 10th of April. We seem to be getting through April pretty quickly, don't we? Which is all rather nice. Well, that's because I'm going on vacation beginning of May. In the shower with you this morning. Right, and what have we got lined up for you today? It is Monday, and it's a Music Monday, as always. So we'll try and get you to wherever it is you're going in a good mood. And clean. In the shower this morning, it's this one, Love and Kisses. I Found Love. Go, that's it. There we go, Into the Distance. The name of the band, by the way, were called Love and Kisses, and it's called I Found You. And well, out you get. There we go. On your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. And right, I tell you what, we'll also, of course, be doing our usual bits and pieces here on the Breakfast Show. In around about 10 minutes' time, we'll take a look at some of the international news, some of the international business headlines for today as well. Business-wise, it's fairly quiet because a lot of the countries over there in Europe, in the UK as well, because that's not Europe. Well, it is still Europe, isn't it, really? Yeah, they still celebrate Easter Monday. And we'll be checking with Ingrid and also, of course, with Yasmin, see what she did over her Easter weekend. We'll take a look and see what we've got lined up for the rest of the week as well. We're now 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
for the day. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me, I'm thinking of the day. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light, the light's on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today would be tomorrow. Night is dark, it just brings sorrow, let it wait. Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the day. I won't forget a single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life.
There we go. We started off there with Whitney Houston, of course, and I'm your baby tonight. And following on, we'll take a little trip back in time to the year 1968. The song was just simply called Days. It was a song by the Kinks, written by Ray Davis, their lead singer. It was released as a single in 1968. It also appeared on an early version of the album, which was called, very short title, The Kinks Are the Village Green Preservation Society. And that was probably only released in continental Europe and New Zealand. Right, now let me see the time. 29 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. We're going to take a little break and then some of the international news and in the business headlines as well.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? Will help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. If you are spending some time with us, thank you very much. We know that you've got plenty of things you can do with your time. If you're listening to us, that's really nice. Looking at some of the international news and business headlines for this Monday morning, a U.S. Navy destroyer sailed near one of the most important man-made and Chinese-controlled islands in the South China Sea on Monday in a freedom of navigation mission that Beijing denounced as illegal. While the United States frequently makes such voyages to challenge China and other states' territorial claims in the strategic waterway, the latest one took place as Beijing staged more war games around Taiwan. And China ended the 3 days of military drills around Taiwan on Monday, saying that they had tested integrated military capabilities under actual combat conditions, having practiced precision strikes and blockaging of the island that Beijing views as its own. Beijing announced the drills on Saturday after Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen returned to Taipei following a meeting in Los Angeles with U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy. French President Emmanuel Macron, in comments published on Sunday, that Europe had no interest in an acceleration of the crisis over Taiwan and should pursue a strategy independent of both Washington and Beijing. Macron has just returned from a 3-day state visit to China, where he received a warm welcome from President Xi Jinping. The United States national security community is grappling with fallout from the release of dozens of secret documents, including the impact on sensitive information sharing within the government and ties with other countries, two U.S. officials have said. Reuters has reviewed more than 50 of these documents, labeled secret and top secret, that first appeared on social media websites in early March and purportedly revealed details of Ukrainian military vulnerabilities and information about allies including Israel, South Korea, Turkey. And the material did not draw much notice until a New York Times article on Friday. Russian forces are pressing attacks in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, focusing on two cities and pounding Ukrainian positions with airstrikes and artillery barrages on Kiev, Don said on Monday. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces said that the Russians were destroying buildings and positions in besieged Bakhmut in what he called scorched earth tactics. A Chinese court sentenced two prominent human rights lawyers on Monday to jail terms of more than a decade each, a relative and rights groups told Reuters, the latest move in a year-long crackdown on civil society by President Xi Jinping. And it's Zhu Ziyong, 50 years of age, and Ding Jiaxi, 55 years of age, went on trial behind closed doors. This was in June last year on charges of state subversion in a court in Linshu, and that's in the Lingxiu County in the northeastern province of Shandong, relatives told Reuters at the time. Looking at some of the business, Asian shares, they inched higher while the dollar started the week on the front foot after U.S. jobs data pointed to a tight labor market, firming up expectations that the Federal Reserve will again raise interest rates at its meeting next month. The MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan was 0.12% higher, while Japan's Nikkei, that gained 0.5%. Australian, Hong Kong and European markets are closed for Easter. E-mini futures for the S&P 500 eased 0.02%, while the rate-sensitive Nasdaq was poised for a lower opening, with Nasdaq 100 E-minis down 0.25%. Oil steadied on Monday after rising for three straight weeks as looming supply cuts from Saudi Arabia and other OPEC plus producers balanced concern about weakening global growth that may dampen the demand for fuel. Crude last week jumped more than 6% after OPEC plus, the organization of the petroleum exporting countries and allies, including Russia, surprised the market with a new round of production cuts starting in May. Brent crude, that rose 18 cents or 0.2% to $85.30 a barrel by 10.09 GMT on Monday today, while US West Texas Intermediate crude gained 11 cents to go to $80.81. So there we go. That's it. There's a look. Some of the things, not so much to say on the business side this morning, with a lot of the markets being closed for the Easter break. That's the weekend. Well, we just had that, haven't we? Blinding lights. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 20 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you are listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. Looking at a couple of people that have birthdays also today. We started off, didn't we, with Jim Bowie, and he was born in 1796. Following on from that, Lew Wallace was born on this day, 1827, American lawyer, governor, Union general in the American Civil War, politician and an author. Now, he's best remembered for his historical novel, Ben-Hur, A Tale of the Christ. William Booth was born on this day, 1829. Now, he was a British Methodist preacher who founded the Salvation Army and became its first general. That was in 1878 to 1912. The Christian movement with a quasi-military structure and government-funded founded in 1865, has spread now from London, England, to many parts of the world, and is known for being one of the largest distributors of humanitarian aid. The thing that always sticks out for me with the Salvation Army was at Christmas. They would always be out on the streets with their bands playing Christmas music. Used to love that. This is Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible.
The trend is irreversible. The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Teachers come.
There we go, yes, that of course is Sting. And All This Time. Before that was the Robert Plant and Simply Irresistible. All This Time, by the way, say by Sting, it was released, it was the first single from his third studio album, The Soul Cages, and that was in 1981, 31st December of 1990, in fact. Well, the song was a chart success for him, especially in North America, got to number 5 on the US Billboard Hot 100, topping the Billboard Album Rock Tracks chart as well, and the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart, and the Canadian RPM Top Singles chart, it was up there as well. Lyrics provide a reference apparently to the death of Sting's father, symbolized by the image of a young boy, Billy, who, at the death of his father, wishes to bury him at sea instead of going through the Catholic rites. Two priests are at Billy's father's deathbed. He's been injured in a shipyard incident, and Billy doesn't want the ritual that's being served up. He wants to take his father and bury him at sea. And that was a quote from the man himself, from Sting. This is the Cranberries. It's all very nice with turkey, you know. I know, I got a sauce. This is Animal Instinct for you.
Suddenly
There we go. That's it. The Cranberries and Animal Instinct. If you are keeping on the time, by the way, we're just 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, top of the hour. Can take a look at some of the local news. In the next hour, we'll check in with Ingrid and see what's happening for an everyday story of country folk there in Elvi. And also, we'll check in with Yaz, see what's going on as well. I was just looking here some of the tech news. Elon Musk's electric car company, Tesla, says that it's expanding in China as it builds a new factory to make large-scale batteries. The plant in Shanghai will be able to produce 10,000 of its Megapack energy storage units a year, according to the firm. A Megapack is a very large battery that can be used to help stabilize energy grids and prevent power outages as well. Tesla already has a Megapack plant in California, which also produces 10,000 of the units each year. Mr. Musk said on his Twitter account that the new Chinese plant will be in addition to Tesla's factory in the United States. Taking the guitar playing there, is there all the voice? Mark Knopfler there, and a little number called Beryl, which he did his own, but as he said at the time, played in the style of Dire Straits. Well, that's it. That's brought us up towards the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning.
FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Vale Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English. The best place to be in the mornings.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Happy belated Easter. Did the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, everybody had a wonderful holiday over the last couple of days. It's the first time every 33 years all of the major religions celebrate Easter and Passover and Ramadan at the same time. Congratulations to all of our religious folks and non-religious folks, those who were searching for Easter egg bunny hunts. I hope y'all had a good time. Well, the cook and I have made our trip. We are now in the back in the USA. I was born in the USA. Yeah, we're back in the Estados Unidos. Yeah, in Florida. Mm-hmm, we sure are, because tomorrow my parents are having a little party. They're going to have champagne. I don't have something else. We stopped at the duty-free and bought some wonderful scotch called Balvenie. Oh, it's the best scotch I've ever had. And we're going to be drinking that while everybody else is toasting. Ding, ding, champagne, baby, champagne. Yep, I got to pick up the cake tomorrow, pick up some ice cream. Do a couple of things, help clean up the house a little bit. Mom and Dad are going to have a couple of people come over while we, ding, ding, the happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Yes, it is. It's going to be their 70th year anniversary. Wow. Most people, let alone live that long, how do they stay married that long? And I'm going to ask both my mother and my father, what is the answer to a long marriage? And I'm sure each one of them is going to give me a different answer. My dad has grown a mustache and goatee. He looks so cute. Oh, my goodness. He looks kind of like a mad scientist now. He's got that little mustache and goatee. And my mom, she's so proud. She said she went to the doctor and they measured her. And she says, I'm more than 5 foot. I'm 5'1". I said, congratulations. I'm very proud of you. And so I'm looking forward to spending some time there with them, with the cook. My sister and my brother are there. So until tomorrow's celebration, back to you in the studio.
Tell me I may always dance the anniversary waltz with you. Tell me this is real romance, an anniversary dream come true. Let this years, to millions of smiles and a few little tears. May I always listen to the anniversary waltz with you.
Tell you what, anniversary was 70 years. That's really quite something, isn't it? Congratulations to Ingrid's mum and dad. Enjoy yourselves. What a party that's going to be. Anniversary Waltz by the Sun was the one we just played, and it was by Connie Francis. I'm going to say, how many of you remember Connie Francis? And there was silence. Anyway, the time, by the way, yeah, before we met up with Ingrid there, we had Eric Clapton, and that was, he was singing Hold On, followed on by Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World.
Falling down
And there we go, yes, as Ingrid was saying, her and the cook, born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen, of course. As for me, well, I'll let Elton John explain. On from Mr. Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA. Yes, that one is Elton John explaining my origins. I was born in England, made in England is what that one's called. Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, of course. Just looking at some of the news. Do you remember the balloon that sadly crashed or caught fire, in actual fact, the other week? Well, the owner of the balloon, well, the pilot of the balloon, which burst into flames, crashed near the pyramids. This is of Teotihuacan Tijuana in Mexico on the 1st of April. And he's now been charged with homicide. Two of the passengers, a couple from Mexico, died in the crash and a teenage daughter was injured. Hot air balloon rides above the archaeological site near the capital, Mexico City, are very popular. But the Federation of Hot Air Balloons said that the balloon, which crashed, was not registered with them. A video of the incident showed the balloon's basket on fire. Officials said its passengers had jumped out from a considerable height. Gosh, that must be scary, isn't it? Dear, oh dear. Right, I tell you what, let's take a deep breath and relax, because this is a band that I've really got quite to like. They're called Triangle Sun, and this is Upside Down. So easy on the ear. That's the Triangle Sun. International pop, electronic, down-tempo, chill-out band. It was created in 2004 by international musician and composer. That's Alexander Knyasev, based in Los Angeles. Compositions of the project are included in all the world music collections, Café Del Mar, Buda Bar, Mykonos 2019, and more than two dozen collections. Triangle Sun songs are rotated now, 53 countries. In 2004, they began the ascension on the musical scene. Same year, they have won the Russian festival Café de Mar Lounge, and then went to the Spanish coast of Ibiza. Of course, where else to play in the world-famous Café del Mar, Ibiza, and they won there as well. The album is, if you're interested, is called Triangle Sun. And that's great, great album. I enjoy it. I like that kind of music, to be perfectly honest with you. Well, that's just my opinion. This is First Class. Oh, really? Just like the program. Beach Baby.
I'm
First Class and Beach Baby. Still to come on this morning's program. In the next hour, we're going to check in with Yasmin, see what's happening. Also, we'll take a rummage, or Yasmin will take a rummage, and see if we can find anybody born on the 10th of April in the world of music. See what we can do. Right, I'll tell you his little story. Japanese DJ. Apparently, he's found now a new calling. This is making freaky flesh-like accessories, such as severed finger ink stamps, pendants with blinking eyes, and purses with gaping mouths and stubble, inspired by horror movie special effects. Well, after his first artwork in 2017 was pictured on the cover of his debut album, a music mixer wrapped in a silicone flesh coating, Makisaka Shinodo, also known as DJ Do, has been commissioned to make dozens of other offbeat creations. In the beginning, almost everybody thought it was gross, Shinodo at 36 told Reuters, wearing a disco ball with a blinking eye on a chain around his neck. Hey, that sounds kind of cool, doesn't it? Once people learned that it's an artwork with some specific function, they started saying, yeah, that it's cute and interesting. Shinodo says that his art is often made to order by customers who request their own body parts on the items. I hate to think. He draws the designs by hand before a Tokyo studio called Amazing Studio JUR takes up to 2 months to turn the concept into reality. The bespoke items do not come cheap. USB devices and the ink stamps in the shape of fingers cost around about 150,000 yen, which is about $1,166, while a disco ball he wears costs around about 580,000 yen, that's $4,500. His art has caught the attention of celebrities. Shisodo also said American rapper Little Yachty posted a video of himself clutching one of his blinking balls on social media in 2021. I would imagine that's the disco balls. I hope. 12 minutes right now before 9. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, got it for you again at 9.
Bye.
Holly Donaldson and Riding There on the Love Train. And OMD? Well, OMD, really, they're just, well, they're dreaming, like me. Keep an eye on the time, we're just after 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. There we go. That is Rebecca Thornquist there, and good thing. Right. Well, that is a good thing because it's brought us right up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HR Block, PTY.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Trigger happy, police. Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother. Simply call me sweet where I am on.
What an excellent cover that one is. That's Tula and Wicked Game. Before that, Marvin Gaye and Inner City Blues. And I think it's time to go in and say happy Monday as we do. Don't we, Yaz?
Hello, yes. Happy Monday.
There we go. I feel better now. Mm-hmm. Should have done that earlier. How was your weekend? How was your Easter weekend?
Oh, very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
At home.
At home, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Ian?
Yeah, I was playing volleyball every day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Where does he play volleyball?
Oh, it's close to the house.
Oh, okay.
There's a place. Yeah, and it's close to the school, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And how's he getting on with his saxophone?
Well, the last time he played at the church, that was for...
Friday?
No. The week before.
Okay.
I forgot what it was.
It's the week before Friday. That'll do.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world. What day is it?
Monday.
Happy Monday. There we go. What do you got lined up for this week? You busy this week? Or?
Well, yes, tomorrow there's an event. Remember our dear Anita invited me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be there almost the whole day.
Okay.
And also on Thursday is, I got an invitation from Nestlé. Because they're going to open a new...
Chocolates again.
But this is about dogs, puppies.
About puppies? Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yes, because they open a special area at work, at their offices.
Oh, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. You mentioned that. They're cool.
For puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah, that's going to be very nice.
Oh, and do they have one for kids as well?
Hopefully. I'm going to ask.
You can be careful because, you know, what eats what? Puppies eat...
Yeah,
kids,
what if they mix?
Yes.
Mix them all.
Give them all chocolate. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I mean, you're here, Dave, a sort of creche for kids, but not so often for your pet dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I guess it's the first office here in Panama who does that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a parrot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a parrot. Yes. That's enough. Yes, and if we had any kids, a parrot would eat them. There's no question about that. love it.
Yeah, that's it for now.
Okay, so yes, I'm sort of, it's a not overly busy week, is it? We can sort of relax a bit.
Yeah, no.
You know, chill out.
Yeah, we never know. You know, always during the week, they keep sending more stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, busy life you have, yes. I don't get anything.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
you don't want to go.
I know.
You're like, it's too far away.
I'm tired. No, but I mean, I do go to some things.
Mm-hmm.
Normally if it's to do with booze or cars.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I mean, we got you. You're our sort of, you're the face of our radio. Because I've got a face for radio, not TV. So you go out there and show your face off.
No, I said the same.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, much in the way of music, people born on this day?
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's talk about Ernest Stewart.
Mm, okay.
He was born in 1950. Keyboards with American disco and funk group Casey and the Sunshine Band, who had the 1975 US number one single, That's the Way I Like It, and the 1983 UK number one single, Give It Up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's the way, uh-huh, uh-huh. Remember that? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play that one, though.
Okay.
Here is Casey and the Sunshine Band, and Give It Up.
Thank you.
And there we go, KC and the Sunshine Band, and Give It Up, 1983. Mm-hmm. We still had disco then.
Very nice.
It's cool, nice bouncy tune, that one.
Yes.
And let me see, what else we got to talk about? Oh, nothing really. Mm-hmm. I was just saying, though, because I'm going on vacation, mm-hmm. and what we're going to do while I'm away, because I'm going to be away again for about 3 weeks, starting on the 2nd of May, mm-hmm. But we will have a program on the day I leave, in actual fact, on the 2nd of May. But after that, for the next sort of few weeks after that, what I'm doing is making up a program for the 7 to 8 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. So we can still get to people in their car on the way to work.
Exactly, that's good.
So it's a lot of recording. Mm-hmm. For nearly 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's about a day's recording. Yes. Every hour. So anyway, there we go. That's what I got lined up. And so nothing else happening in the world of jazz?
Not right now.
No. Terrible, isn't it, really? Mind you, it's a good thing. When you see what's going on in the world, it's so good nothing's happening here.
Yes, that's true.
Right, I tell you what then. What's our other born on this day in music, apart from the parrot?
Uh-huh, the next one is Katrina Leskanich.
Uh-huh.
She was born in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
From British-American rock band Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah.
Best known for the 1985 hit Walking on Sunshine. They also won the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Love Shine a Light.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Do you remember that one?
No. Hmm. I'm just listening to you then.
It's not at all. It's 1997.
I know. Mm-hmm. But I really don't recognize it. I'll tell you what I'm going to see. It's probably in my collection somewhere. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to play right now. Mm-hmm. Is the other one, mm-hmm. Walking on Sunshine.
Good.
And we've got sunshine here in the studio.
Oh, yes.
Let's go for a walk.
I don't
there we go. Katrina and the Waves and Walking on Sunshine. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Mm-hmm. I found that the other one.
Oh, yes.
And it's the one, the Eurovision, 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, mm-hmm. Love Shines a Light.
Ah, cool.
I've never played it. I've never played it, apparently.
Oh, really? Wow.
I don't know. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. So I haven't got a clue what it's like. Eurovision Song Contest are normally sometimes there.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh.
But shall we have a listen?
Oh, yes, sure.
Okay.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart, love. Light carry, love. Light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of my heart.
Go then.
That's I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
It was jolly.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing offensive about that. That's the Eurovision contest.
Yeah.
So today is what? Just resting, taking it easy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, working and
yeah.
So.
No supermarket today?
No, that was yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there many people in the supermarket when you went?
No.
No?
No.
I went on, I think it was Friday, and it was sort of quite empty.
Mm-hmm.
So, which was good.
Yeah.
I like it when everybody goes into the interior, don't you?
Yeah, yesterday was like that. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
If we could close the bridges when they've all gone, we'd have a much better life, really. All right, well, look, you enjoy your Monday.
Oh, thank you, you too. And
all right, mm-hmm. Good. And say hi to Ian for us.
I will, thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Right, here is Midnight Train. One of my favourite songs from Mr. Sam Smith.
Choose me, and I know that's selfish love. You are a dream, and I can't thank you enough. But I give another piece of me away every waking day that I'm with you. Am I a monster? What will your family think of me? They brought me in, they held me out with everything. that I give a little piece of me away every single day. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight, the night I choose to walk away. Love you so much that I have to let you go. I'll miss your touch and the secrets we both know. But it would be wrong for me to stay, and I'll just give you hope. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain.
In a row on The Breakfast Show.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walk here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
There we go. Three beautiful tracks in a row. As I said, we started off with Midnight Train, and that was from Sam Smith. Followed on there, Roberta Flack and First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, and The Carpenters last but not least, and Rainy Days and Mondays. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. That is Cool FM. Take us towards the end of this morning's programme. heading in that direction anyway. Summertime by Kenny Chesney.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49, man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like a long lost friend. You ain't seen in a while, you can't help but smile. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. It's a sip of wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. Temperature says 93 down, the foot deposit and guarantee, but that swimming hole, it's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard, young love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a U-hoo bottle on the floorboard, perfect song on the radio, sing along, cause it's one we know, it's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. Change, the more they stay the same. Don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two bad feet on the dashboard, young love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a U-hoo bottle rolling on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio, sing along, cause it's one we know.
There we go. That is Kenny Chesney and Summertime bring us to the end of this morning's breakfast show, I guess. Monday's gone already. Well, still got the rest of the day to go, but still. a big thanks go out this morning to, of course, Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. And don't forget, if you want to advertise with us or you want to join in the program, it's very simple because you can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. You can WhatsApp us on that number. That comes straight into the screen right in front of us here in the studio. So there we are, 677-188-22. I like to say it, 677-188-22. Or you can always call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. Also, a big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid, of course, our intrepid outdoor reporter up there now in the United States for their for her parents' 70th wedding anniversary. Isn't that incredible? So that's going to be a fun time. And so also big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. He's out there taking care of Mum. And so we wish him all the best over there, of course, and the family. And to the boys and girls of Cooper Grotto, keep us up and running. Special good morning to Isaac. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you tomorrow morning, usual time, 7 till 10 in the morning. So whatever it is you're going to be doing now, please, before then, you know what I say, do it carefully. Why? Because I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.